time for us once again to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time. And joining us as she has all week long from Vision Ministries, Pastor Joy Hester. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're good. We're good.
Awesome.
So, well, we're glad to have you back with us this morning, Sharon.
Thank you.
And we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, this whole week we're talking about prayer. And I've been trying to encourage and challenge people to pray outside the box or pray maybe differently than you've prayed before. And so we've went through all kinds of different ways of praying. From I taught people the daily examine and also went over Lexia Divina. We talked about intercession. We talked about declaring. And today I want to talk about spiritual warfare and how prayer is our main weapon in spiritual warfare. There's a scripture that says the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. And that's Exodus 14:14. Love that scripture. It reminds me of one of my favorite songs that's out right now. It's This Is How I Fight My Battles. Is a worship song. Some of you have probably heard it. That song like pumps me up. To me, it's like a war cry. You know what I mean? Like when I'm going through things and I'm like, oh, sometimes I can be a little extra. And I can have that, oh, the world is ending, you know, over something that's minute, you know. And so I've learned that when that comes on me, instead of going there and being extra in my flesh, I need to pray extra. I need to go after the Lord and really realize this is how I fight my battles. The Lord fights for me and I fight on my knees. And so I want to encourage you, spiritual warfare is real and our main weapon is to pray. You know, Satan tries to limit our praying because our praying will limit him. So I want to encourage you with that quote. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:4 that our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so if you're going through things and if you just feel like maybe you're stuck in a situation, maybe you find yourself fighting addiction, fighting a behavior pattern in your life that you feel like you just can't break, I'm telling you, praying down those strongholds, it works. Pray over those things. I think it's really interesting that the full armor of God in Ephesians 6:18 lists all the different weapons. But part of that full armor is the very last verse in that section where it's 6:18, Ephesians 6:18, it says, and pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. I don't believe it was accident that praying was listed with all the other weapons of the full armor of God. As a matter of fact, my favorite Greek devotional that I told you guys about earlier, if you want to make an investment, I'm talking an awesome Christmas present. It's The Sparkling Gems from the Greek by Rick Rayner. He breaks down that verse, Ephesians 6:18, in the Greek. And he believes that when Paul was talking about spiritual warfare and he was listing all the weapons, when he said all kinds of weapons, he believes that he was including, even though he didn't mention, the lance, because that was a part of the weapon that the Roman soldiers had. And that was, you know, what influenced him to list the different weapons. And so I'm going to just read to you what he says in this devotional. It says, the lance used by the large and diverse Roman army varied greatly in size, shape, and length. These weapons were devised to be used to attack the enemy from a distance. They were thrown with great force, hurled tremendously distance to strike the enemy from afar. Because different lances were thrown at different distance, they came in all sizes and shapes. The particular lance chosen by the soldier depended on how it was to be used. By revelation, Paul begins to compare these various lances to various kinds of prayer God made available to us. So friends, I think that image just really helps me realize that when I'm praying, I can attack the enemy even at a distance through my prayers. And so when you're praying for other people and you're interceding, or you feel like you're praying even spiritual warfare, to know that, man, those prayers are like lances. They can go farther than you can go on your own. And that God really does want us to pray with all kinds of prayers. God wants us to realize that our weapons are not weapons of this earth, but our weapons are spiritual weapons, and that our battle really is not against flesh and blood, but it is against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And so we have authority in Christ Jesus to pray, and we've got to get back to a place as the church that our number one defense is prayer, that we go, of course, in the Word of God, prayer in the Word of God, that we go to the Word of God, and that we even use the Word of God in our prayers and that we pray and that we get on our knees. And the thing is, prayer is one of those things that's done in secret. And so I think that's in our look at me generation that we live in. And listen, I fall into it too. You know, I love social media and being able to use it as a tool and as a way of encouraging people. But sometimes I can get caught up like, I didn't have this many likes or this or that. You know what I mean? And it's so easy in our generation to get caught up in those kind of things. And so the thing is about prayer is it's done in secret. When we're fighting our battles, people don't know, but God knows. And it matters. It matters to God. And so I want to encourage you, get into your prayer closet. I hope this week that you've maybe learned a different method of praying and that you're challenged that this is the thing. If a man is not praying, he's straying. And that's an old school quote from Leonard Ravenhill. And if you find yourself falling back into old patterns or old habits, or you find yourself being in the flesh a little bit more, maybe that's because you're just not praying like you need to be praying. It's not to be seen by a man, but best believe when you get on your knees and you pray, God sees. And so I want to encourage you. God loves you. He cares for you and he wants to spend time with you. Why don't you just try even just a few more minutes today to spend time with him in prayer?
That's a good word for us, Joey. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Would love to. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for every listener. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would just draw them by your spirit to spend time with you in prayer. God, I pray that this week they were challenged and encouraged to pray outside the box, to use some of these different methods of praying to really just spice up their prayer life and to draw closer to you. God, I thank you that when we pray, we make the enemy run away. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus, anyone who is going through anything in their life right now, any stronghold that's in their life that they feel like they just cannot break on their own, that they know through the power of prayer, it can be broken. And God, I just thank you that you would encourage people to step up their prayer time, that they would pray more consistently. And God, that they would pray with all kinds of different prayers so that the strongholds in this country can be pulled down and that we can once again have another awakening in our country where many, many, many souls come to know you. It starts in the prayer closet. And Lord, I thank you for stirring us up this week to be with you more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Joy Hester in with us from Vision Ministries. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Vision Ministries.
Awesome. Vision, I love it. It's my church, so of course I do. It's one church, two locations. We started in the Old South End 13 years ago, and we have urban inner city outreach ministry there. We do all kinds of things from our Vision Kitchen to hopefully at the end of this month we'll do a big old trunk or treat and have kids. Really, when we don't do that, no one really passes out candy in that neighborhood. So we would love to get more people involved. And then 2 years ago, God put it on our heart to start a new location in the Waterville area. We've kind of been like nomads moving around. We first started in the school, then we were in the event center, and we finally got a building. Hallelujah. Yes, we're super excited. We have this cute little building on Noward Road, 7410 Noward Road. Check us out on our website, www.vision.com. Today.
Hey, Joy, thanks awesome. So much for being in with
it's
us.
Great being week. With you guys.